right, we got a guest in today by popular demand, Zach Reeves. Let's give it up for him, and let's give it up for the boys. When I say the boys, I mean the Michigan boys, the Michigan Wolverines. God. They played Penn State this week, Zach's favorite team. He followed me down. I was watching the game with my family in Owosso. He tracked me down, just like he did last year in Lansing. He walked in. I embarrassed him. He left.
2 years in a row, I walked into a complete bloodbath.
Mm. Yeah.
Penn State is, they suck.
What was the final score to that game?
It was only like a touchdown difference, right?
Yeah, garbage time score, touchdown.
It goes 24-15.
That score was so misleading.
Yeah, I mean.
If Michigan decided to pass, they would have put up 40. Yeah,
we have a Heisman candidate quarterback, and he didn't play in the second half. The announcers on ESPN are calling him a Heisman candidate.
ESPN, Zach.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, you do know a lot more about sports than
sports
a lot of those guys. What?
And what's ESPN stand for?
Definitely not internal, right?
It says internal.
It's something to do with like being able to read people's minds. That's what it stands for.
ESPN. Okay, I got you.
So anyway, I have a take on that whole, because Zach just said, you know, there's a lot of going around. Hey, JJ McCarthy sucks because they couldn't even pat. They didn't want.
They don't want to open up the playbook against a garbage ass team.
Not just that. I thought of something myself. Maybe we told Penn State, just to be fair, everyone thinks we cheat. We're only going to run the second half.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're not falling for that. Yeah. And then we did.
Every single play.
So it's even Stevens, right?
Yeah.
It's even Stevens. You got anything you want to say?
It's a good game for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Penn State sucks.
It's terrible.
I brought in Brian Mahoney after Michigan played State. I want to bring in you to tell us the current state of Penn State football.
They have a coach that's completely fine with being mediocre, and we're finally getting to the point where the fan base has had enough of it too, and it's been going on for 9 years.
9 years?
Yeah.
Nine-time Ricky Selvis?
They won the Big Ten Championship in 2016.
I think everyone's playing for a championship now, yeah. Right?
That was
7 years
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can't just throw these people away just like that.
Yes, we can.
You know, it would suck to win the Big Ten championship and not make the college football playoff. That would suck.
That won't happen, I don't think.
It did happen with them.
Oh, were they two lost, though?
Well, they got beat by Michigan 49-0 that year.
I do remember
that. They
beat
Ohio State on a blocked field goal. Fluke.
That was the only top 10 game James Franklin has ever won.
Really? Were you watching that?
Oh, yeah.
You having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Glad.
This is riveting shit. This is the Action Daddy podcast.
Yeah.
With us as always, at Evan Hull, Dylan Doherty, Zach Reeves joining the crew.
It's good to be here.
Thank you for a proper intro.
What did you What did you want to get out of today? That's really where I want to start. Because you wouldn't just show up. There's got to be some anger. There's got to be some vitriol.
No, not really.
You're not a pleasant person.
Yeah.
We talk a lot of shit about you.
Well, I
podcast.
Guess that's what I came here to get rid of that narrative that okay. Mostly created by my friend Ed over here.
Friend's a strong word.
It's getting to that point, yeah.
Guy I know.
So.
What?
What did you want to say? Go ahead. Rip on whoever you wanted to rip on, and let's just get it over with.
Get your negativity out. Just do it. We know you have a good idea.
I'm just happy to. Yeah, you guys invited me to hang out.
Zach's
I
shocked.
Don't see you guys all the time.
Zach's shocked right now because I told these guys Zach's begging me to come on this week, and right. In reality, I asked him to come on. So that's what the confusion is.
I was certain you had.
I've
been
telling the truth about me. This is.
I thought it was about Chris Farley.
Right no, I only will tell the truth.
Here it is. There it is.
Come on in.
I told Eddie.
You got to talk into the mic, though. Talking to the mic.
That was a complete bullshit take you had last week because you used to love him.
I do. Hold on.
He
I
hates
do
him
love.
Now.
I do
he
love
hates him.
Him.
He can't stand.
You
him.
Were a senior when I was in fifth grade.
I do
I remember
love
what did that? What was that thing you guys used to do in the gym? Where
Zach's
you dress
lying.
Up?
Zach's lying. That wow. Was my junior year.
Wow.
What was that thing where you guys would dress up as celebrities?
Eminent Day.
Yeah, Eminent Day. I go to Eminent Day. I don't know Tom at this point, but I heard there was Chris Farley in Eminent Day in the gym. I was so excited to go see him. It's just Tom sitting over there holding court, looking cool on a couch.
Yeah.
If I could go back in time after what you said last week, I'd smack the taste out of your mouth.
Was it Chris Farley asked
what
somebody?
You said.
So, no.
I think you were dressed like Matt Foley.
Matt Foley, yeah. You guys, I don't know if you had Eminent Day when you were in high school.
Nope.
No.
When I was younger, it was huge. Right?
TJ Aldridge was Ty Cobb.
No,
he went blackface.
He was not.
Wait, was Ty Cobb black?
No, he's a white guy. He just
he went white face.
He hated black people. Not TJ. Ty Cobb. Eminent Day. There's this class called ALM, right? And it was independent study, pretty much. And there were two projects. One was a final project about what you wanted to do when you got older. The other one was researching somebody you looked up to. And then for one whole day,
you were that.
You were that person. And dude, fucking everybody came. Like,
into
old
it.
People, elementary school would bus kids over, middle school, and they'd sit there and interview you all day. Like, hey, when's your birthday? You know, and shit like
dang.
That.
Dang.
So my junior year, I got in the class, and I was Chris Farley. I love Chris Farley.
Didn't sound like it.
What I said.
Spit on a man's grave.
What I said.
There's no way you can know he would suck after he died.
It's just an opinion, Zach.
Well,
there is no way he can know. It's a bad
I would think you'd give him the benefit of the doubt. God.
Okay, you guys don't agree with the opinion. That's fine. What I'm saying is he would be doing Grown Ups 2.
And I'd laugh my ass off the whole time.
Dude, I was about to say Grown Ups was hilarious.
What's his name?
He would have got Shrek.
Kevin James.
See, have you seen the clips of him and Shrek?
Yeah, it was severely depressing. I loved it.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
What's his name? Mike Myers was a good Shrek.
He was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's second thought.
But a pissed off Shrek. I don't know. Listen, I love him. He's my favorite comedian of all time. Him and John Candy tied. I just, that's what happens, man. You fade away.
Well, me and the Farley fan club over here, we got our eyes
on
him.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, yeah? Yeah, what year was he born?
1964.
He's right.
The
February 15th, my birthday.
You are right. What year did he die?
1997.
Six.
No. What floor of the Hancock building? 60th. I do want that's on my bucket list that I've never actually wrote or written or even said out loud.
Most
it's just
people
on my
have
thought
that
of.
Bucket list.
I want to go into the room where he died. I just want to feel the presence. I want to feel the man. You know what I mean?
It's a ice machine and a pop machine though, so it's very depressing.
Yeah. Same one. Where he was at.
They reconvened it or reconfigured. I have no idea. Have you ever been to the Hancock building?
No. But
it's lame.
I want to.
You know, on the way in here, because Eddie said that Zach was begging to be on the podcast, I literally told Eddie in the doorway, I was like, is Zach here to complain about the Chris Farley thing? Because people are just going to fucking peg this guy as
a complainer at this point. But I did text you guys as soon as I listened to it on
you
Friday.
Did.
You were very
used to getting pegged. That's me.
Zach's been getting pegged his whole life.
I was pleasure talking
to
you.
Hey, we're not kink shaming. The one thing we don't do here is kink shaming. How's that Voodoo Ranger Juice IPA?
Good. Good beer.
9.5%.
We only got 45 minutes on this podcast.
Wowzers.
You
think you're going to last 45 minutes before we kick your ass out?
I guess the front wave.
Out again?
What?
We getting that Millard out again?
We can.
It's up to Dylan.
You like that stuff?
I love it.
I told you, dude. The first 50, 60 shots of it are miserable, but after that, it's just terrible. It
goes down fucking smooth.
I did return to Chicago this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Went someone should have asked you about that. That's bad podcasting.
The old.
Yeah, we should have. I forgot.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you this. I'm still a king. People missed me. I couldn't drink. It was lame.
Yeah, that sucks.
Had a birthday party. Everybody's getting wasted. And here's sober Tom.
Tom's sober.
Don't lie.
What?
You snuck a couple.
I didn't. I've been very good. No gambling November. Rage is on.
The guy leaves my birthday party after 10 minutes because all the people are having fun, but he goes all the way to Chicago to have fun.
He says 10 minutes. I was there for an hour.
There ain't no way that guy didn't have one
shot
of Malort and one old style.
I didn't touch it. Not. I did not touch it.
Did anybody offer you an old style when you were there?
People offered me several Malort shots and several. No old style. Somebody offered me a Guinness.
Mm. Did you do any drugs to make it fun?
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody offered me sake when I went to Sabatsu.
Warm or
hot or cold, whatever one I wanted.
Did you do a wasabi bomb? Do they still do that?
They do the wasabi rolls at the end. I did not do one. I don't miss it. And somebody, they announced me as a former cast member in the crowd. Got a roaring ovation. It was very nice. After the show, the guy comes up. He's some audience member. Goes, man, you miss it? Like, fuck no, I don't miss it.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of you, right?
Beat the shit out of you for 2 hours.
You miss it.
Three nights a week.
You
and they're like, here's
$30.
I'm kind of surprised they're 70, allowed to do
70. It's for $70.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. That's good money.
But I took that wasabi, the wasabi roll. It's a sushi roll caked with wasabi. I took it every night.
Yeah.
Every night.
It's literally like a sushi roll with equal amount of rice. Size. No, oh. The size of a sushi roll. Put a ball of wasabi the same size of the roll on top of that. So it's like a double awful. Roll.
Dude,
it half is, of it is just wasabi.
It's fucking brutal for like 30 seconds and then goes away. But that's the only way I could feel alive.
But it crunches up your whole like...
Yeah.
Nice. Right. It clears your sinuses. I yeah. was never
clears
sick.
Your ass.
Was that on here last year that we got smelling salts?
Yeah.
Did we do that last
yeah.
year?
You remember
did?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should get another pack.
Hey, did you get hit in the head? Yeah, we smelled that smelling salt. I mean, I almost puked.
It was awful. You don't remember that?
No, I remember doing that. Jim fucking Rocco's one, but it was already. I guess there's like an expiration date on it, especially if you don't.
Does it make it better or worse?
Less okay. intense. You have to really get your nose in the bottle.
It's like when rat poison goes bad, it expires. Is it more poisonous or less poisonous?
Less.
So it fades.
Yeah. I'm also curious. Do we talk about college basketball or do we just stay away from the subject?
No. If it's going to get people fired up, I want to talk about it. Because you sent me a text last night.
Yeah, me too. He sent me that.
He sent me a text last night, and I would like to... What? How did that game end up?
State lost by like 11, I think.
You're doing it wrong, man. You're doing it all wrong right now.
I'm not.
You want to know why things are going so good for Michigan? Basketball and football?
Why?
The only people who can talk about it right now, they can't stop talking about it's Michigan State fans.
I know.
So don't even talk about
their
basketball.
Right, you're right. That's why
I said,
should I not
about how
talk
bad
about it?
Harlan Barnett is. He's been a Spartan his whole life, and now he's 1-10. I mean, I'd hate to live your whole life to be the head coach, and then that happens.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah,
we don't
absolutely.
Need to talk about, you know, Cohen Carr. He can dunk so good, so they must be good. We don't talk about that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We worry about our own shit.
Yeah.
Worry about those lies that are being spread about us.
Yeah.
Now, Dylan, what you saw there was an absolute masterclass in how you talk shit.
Okay. Gotcha.
What
Who's
I just did there.
Me?
See? You didn't even know.
But that's the
Legend.
Thing, is that I was already on the hot seat with a fan of ours.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. I was already on the hot seat, so I tried not to touch on it too much. Okay. Michigan looked fucking great. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
they look
good.
Yeah.
That Mahoney guy. That
He's
guy
got
is
his
a
panties in a
little,
bunch over a lot
little
of stuff
snake
lately.
Or rat or all of the above.
He did finally text me back and just say strike one. So I got him.
Oh.
He's talk communicating.
Did you get a comment on that?
About that one?
No, the other one.
All I know is
snake.
I don't know if
Why
who I
that?
Can trust.
Tell
I don't know.
More.
I know. I don't know who I can trust anymore because I get a text one day. I don't remember what we were talking about, but it was hey, should we start a secret alliance against Zach? It was for fantasy football. And I said, absolutely, I will.
That group message gets brutal.
For Zach, it does.
Yeah.
Zach,
nobody's ever talked shit about me in there.
The problem with that group chat is Zach's boss is in it, so Zach can't say what he wants to say, even though I don't think his boss would care. Zach is respectful. He's kind. He's a gentleman.
I'm going to tell you,
the proud, the Marine.
I don't type in that group often, but I read everything, and I'm like, ooh, shots fired. Ooh, talking shit. It's very enjoyable.
It's kind of like Zach's like the cuck of the group.
You fucking cuck.
I would agree with that.
He just sits there and watch himself get fucked.
So talk about the secret alliance.
So I said I would. That was like 4 weeks ago, and nothing ever happened with it.
Yeah, because
like 4 days ago, Zach Reeves talked to me. And by the way, with Mahoney. He was trying to get me to make like a secret alliance against you. And I'm like, that son of a bitch.
I want
to
be in a secret.
Accepted.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, we both accepted. Right?
He did it pretty much on the same day. He's trying to say.
That is
according to
funny.
According
that
to Mahoney, it was two unrelated things, but it's not a good look, if you ask me.
I love it. I want to be in a secret alliance.
But you guys each said yes.
Yeah, of course. If anyone ever comes to you and asks for a secret alliance, you say
absolutely.
But how can
you
say that he's
yes.
a bad guy if you guys both said yes? How can you say it's snaky?
Because he's trying
to
double cross the both of us.
Yeah, and you both try to double cross each other. Shouldn't you be mad at each other too?
I wasn't trying to double cross.
I'm always
Mahoney.
Trying to fuck that over.
You're trying to, yeah, but you two,
I
mean.
Too.
Oh, I will, yeah.
I'm always there.
Mahoney's going after both of us. I'm only going after Zach. That's
the
why.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, I
got a lot
I'm
of
not a philosopher.
Now,
fucking Shakespeare over here. Yeah. Jesus
Christ.
I fucking hate this podcast.
Go find your fucking stone, Harry Potter.
Hey, dude, he got your ass.
The philosopher's stone. The philosopher's stone.
Okay.
I'm not
have
a geek,
you ever done
so
the?
I didn't fucking know.
It's a sorcerer's stone, isn't it?
Is that what you're looking for?
So
you wanted
the book is the philosopher's stone, and the movie is the sorcerer's stone. I don't know why. Oh, thanks.
Because in England, the book was the philosopher's stone. I think in the in the States, it was The Sorcerers.
Oh, the book was the
Yeah, the I book is. So.
Yeah.
I know the movie is.
Right. I believe the book in the U.S. was Sorcerers.
I don't like that.
Are you? You're being a real Hufflepuff right now.
Don't you fucking say that again.
And I don't like it.
I'm a Gryffindor.
Yeah, right. You're the least Gryffindor I've ever met. Dylan, what are you?
Neville Longbottom.
I don't know.
What do you think? I'm gonna say Dylan is a Ravenclaw.
Isn't that like he's a fucking Slytherin. He looks like Malfoy's retarded brother.
Retarded?
If he looks like anybody's brother, it's Sloth from The Goonies. That's all I see. His brother, not him.
Oh, wait, which one?
Hey, you guys.
No, but which one of the Fratelli brothers? That's what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
So, yeah.
The shorter
one? Oh, the shorter one, okay. Yeah.
The one who helps break out of prison.
It's not a... You're a good-looking guy,
it's
dude.
Also yeah. The bad guy from The Matrix, right? It's the same guy.
Was it?
Yeah.
And you are absolutely, Zach, a Slytherin. 100% would be that... You'd be with Draco Malfoy the whole time. Just over there conniving.
No.
Zach would be... I die.
Zach would be when they bring all the schools in to do the competitions, when they bring in those asshole Russians, yeah. Who, like, I'm pretty sure they based, like, off of Marines. That was them.
So you're an asshole Russian.
Yeah. Clean cut. Asshole. Nobody. They don't have Nobody a real purpose him. Besides the one.
Right. Hermione Granger.
He didn't besides touch the
her.
One.
He didn't touch her, dude. Take it back.
He definitely did.
Oh, my God. I saw a video on the internet.
I was about to say, I saw a video on this.
I had my... During COVID, I'd never watched those movies before. And my... What are you giggling about?
They're just looking at Nothing. Me like guys can't watch guy stuff.
Listen.
You don't like guy stuff?
What are you referring to?
Guy stuff?
Oh.
Guys, we're not kink shaming. This is the second time that yeah. I've heard this. These and we're not doing it. We're just not doing it.
Fine.
You can punch each other in the you can punch each other in the face and you can call each other's mothers a whore. But as soon as you kink shame, I'm out. Okay?
Back to what you were saying.
I watched all the Harry Potters during COVID because I'd never seen
them. Consecutively without stopping, hopefully.
Well, it was every Monday. You know, we started on Monday, Tuesday. We went all the way through.
That's good.
And then my roommate had me take these tests online to see what I was. Like, I was a Ravenclaw, what wand, blah, blah, blah. And then I got to the Patronus thing. And I'm like, I'm going to get a fucking awesome one, dude.
Does everyone's Patronus do something different?
It's all like a different animal.
Animal, spirit animal.
Oh, I didn't know
Harry's
that.
Harry's is like a deer.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Mine, she had like a tiger. I'm like, that's so fucking sweet.
I'm going to get something dope.
Mine was a salmon.
Always fighting upstream, baby.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, always
first
fighting
one to die.
Just to die of a heart attack as soon as you get upstream.
Oh. Mine was a bear.
Ooh.
Can you, that. Can you imagine?
A big gay guy? Weird, but it's like a picture of you in a flannel with a hairy chest.
It's got me there,
that's
Chief.
Really funny.
That's an interesting Patronus.
It's not that fucking funny.
Dylan lost.
What are you
Dude,
at?
Draymond Green.
At Reeves?
You Patronus.
Just imagine if you took homo. That test and that's what popped up.
Okay, guys.
That would be really funny.
Oh, my God.
I'm on my computer. Well, I'm just going to take this again.
I'm going to run this one back. Answer all different.
I turn around real
thing.
Quick to make sure nobody's looking.
And submit. Fucking bear.
It's like the most random questions. Like, if you would rather
train
have...
Train from Cleveland. Yeah.
Nothing to do with anything like that, and it just comes up.
Do you live above McFarland's pub in Chester?
How many times has Draymond Green gotten kicked out for bullshit? Like headlocks and... He didn't see the game last night.
It was the tunnel's fault.
What happened in the tunnel?
Something must have happened in the tunnel.
He was heated.
Yeah.
That was a Michigan football joke.
Oh, that was a Michigan football joke.
I mean, he I saw that. He did last year hit the future of the NBA in the face.
Who's that?
JP.
Jordan Mr. Pull Poole? Up anytime, anywhere.
I will never understand that trade. Why they got
they,
had, rid of
they were going to have to re-sign him.
Yeah, too much money.
I would rather have him than Draymond at this point, right?
I don't Draymond's know. A team leader. Good. He'll fight anybody.
He proved it last night.
That's a team leader.
How about those Detroit
Yeah, that's
Lions.
What I came here for. I didn't come for any of this bullshit besides this.
Love the
beginning
defense.
Of the year. What did we predict? Beginning of the year
that Jameson Williams is going to prove Zach wrong.
Dude, and that fucking block he threw on that on the Montgomery
that
touchdown.
What,
dude, that's,
I'm happy to see he's finally like producing something.
Thank you.
He's
so
doing.
Now he's rooting. Just
get a touchdown called.
Now
back.
He's
that
rooting for
play.
Him to be
play?
Bad.
Yeah.
Now he's rooting for him to be
no, he's
bad.
Not. No, I don't think he is.
No, I'm not. I want him to be good.
Okay.
This is a different Zach. It's not the same negative Zach we've known. He's turned a new leaf.
So if he comes out and scores four touchdowns next week, it's not going to be Zach going, holy shit. It's going to be Zach going, it's about time. Now, which guy is rooting for him and which guy is rooting against him?
That's a good point.
Do any of you guys have him on your fantasy team?
No.
I do.
In one of my Yahoo leagues. League. Huh? Yeah, my Yahoo league is on my
team.
Yeah, prop?
He scored a touchdown and got called back.
Yeah, I put him in this week, too. That pissed me off.
What are you laughing? What are you...
Is he starting on anyone's fantasy
team? He started on my Yahoo League last week.
How many people did you have on a bye?
Only four.
Wait, did you guys play each other or something?
You guys don't fucking like
him
either.
I do like him. I talk about it all the time. I fucking like the guy. Doesn't mean I think he's going to put up big fantasy numbers.
I think he's going to
start him
good.
Every week, then.
What?
Start him every week, then, if you believe in him.
I do believe in him. To when he starts breaking out, I'll put him in my fantasy league team.
So
that
you're
is money
he hasn't
involved.
Broke out yet.
He's showing a lot of signs. He's not the number one target. We have so many weapons on offense.
No, we're 2 years in now.
I mean, he's played seven games now.
Can you imagine Zach as like a slave owner back in the
1800s? Oh, my God. I was rooting for him.
Thanks. I was excited for us to get here.
What?
He always wants more.
We're not doing that.
We're not.
Jesus.
Eddie, stop saying that word,
what
dude.
The fuck?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I love this.
I've been getting some feedback lately.
Yeah.
That we're not as raunchy as we used to be.
Yeah.
I try to keep it up.
I have been holding back what I've been wanting to say. And now I'm going to say it.
Eddie has been holding it back.
And if you let me finish the joke.
He's
you would see
it.
That it would come full circle.
Okay.
Have
and
your
show
finger
that I'm
on
not
that
bad.
Button.
Okay.
Have your
okay.
finger on that button.
I forgot the end.
Oh,
but
right.
It was going to become full circle. Don't cut me off. Dude.
I'm not
let
cutting
me
off. My hands aren't even on the thing.
You got anything you'd like to say?
I thought you were going to hit the button.
How do you feel about Jameson Williams?
Not great. Don't love him.
Talking to
I'm
the
not
mic.
A slave yes. owner, by the way. Like that to me.
You but, can, but if you were, you'd be an asshole.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
And for the record, they
he
were all ass, they were all assholes. Not for the right. record, who's Detroit got this weekend?
The Bears.
Okay.
Dog
Justin
Bears.
Fields is coming back.
Yep.
Will that matter?
No.
We're gonna beat the shit out of
yes.
him. Right? Is it in Detroit or in Chicago?
It's in Chicago.
Isn't
Chicago.
It?
And then we got a short week turnaround to Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Against the Packers.
This is our third Thursday night game of the year.
We're a primetime team.
Has that ever happened before?
I'm sure.
Are the Packers at home or away?
It's Thanksgiving, Tom. So
oh, it's
what
home
the fuck
in Detroit.
Do you think?
Sorry. It isn't.
Jesus
wow,
Christ.
What is
that
deal today?
What are you
he's
saying?
Don't ever cut me off again.
He's trying to get the raunchy up.
I have another joke lined up right now. I don't know if I should
do you have it on your phone?
No,
this
is
a joke.
This is a Yahoo article I want to bring up that I told Tom today.
Please.
It's a Yahoo article.
I know. It's the most outrageous shit I've ever
fucking
heard.
But if it's a Yahoo article, that's fine. Yeah, let
talk about this.
All right, I'm just going to read the first page.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
How
real
long
quick.
Is the first page?
This long. Is that too long?
Oh, no. Three
real
paragraphs.
Quick, real quick. I did see the response from Jada Pinkett. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Will Smith is at it again, folks. Will Smith's team is, Tom, what's this word? Vehemently.
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 Yeah.
Denying.
I can't do V words.
Is it? I don't know. Yeah. I've heard it. I don't know it.
Vehemently. Denying the recent allegations that the actor was reportedly caught sleeping with fellow actor Dwayne Martin, who played the cameraman in Scream 2, if
Wait,
you remember correctly.
Will Smith was caught sleeping with him?
In a Correct. Dressing room years ago, the claim made by a man known as Brother Bilal, who identifies as a former friend and assistant to Smith, has been dismissed as, here's another hard word.
Brother Bilal.
Unequivocally false.
Unequivocally.
Same thing. Here's the quote.
Hold on real quick.
Vehemently.
Vehemently?
I said it right.
Did you hear that?
Vehemently?
Vehemently.
Vehemently. Okay.
Knew it.
This quote is okay, ridiculous. Here's
the quote.
Will you fix the other three words he can't read either?
I can't read the words much. I don't do good at that.
Three paragraphs is a lot.
I open the door to Dwayne's dressing room. And that's when I see Dwayne having sex with Will. There was a couch. Will was bent over on the couch. And Dwayne was standing up, killing him, murdering him. It was murder up in there.
That's the quote.
If someone ever walks in on me having sex, I 1,000,000% hope that's how it's described. Dylan was fucking murdering it. Hey, yes.
No king shame.
Yeah. Dylan puts it down.
Jada Pinkett Smith, they asked her about it. She said two words. We suing.
Really?
They're coming after this
we?
Guy.
There's no we.
Are they divorced officially?
Hope so.
She said they've been divorced since 2016, right?
She sucks.
Can I
dude.
Say something?
She's the worst.
She's not good for Will.
No.
She's...
I don't know what is good for him anymore.
After that article.
I'm pretty sure Will Smith wrote a biography. I'd love to read it.
I don't know that I would.
Yeah, I would like to see behind the eyes.
I don't...
You'd want to see what's going on in that couch.
I want to see behind... I want to see behind the denim.
He was murdering him in there. The guy walks and says that to someone. They're like, what?
Do we call the cops? Guy. Do we call the cops?
It's a fucking
guys,
massacre.
It was murder.
If you get your news from anywhere other than Yahoo, what are you doing? You want to know the 15 best steakhouses in Chesaning? Yahoo has it. You want to know the 35 top attorneys making $8 million a year in Chesaning? Yahoo's got it. What's the best prime rib in the country?
From Shubble Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Zach, you like the prime rib dip?
I do.
Mm. They used to have an open club prime rib, open face prime rib sandwich.
Club. It was the Monday special because it was leftover
Fridays. Right. But it was still good. It was tender.
Still fantastic.
Still slaps.
Soaking in au jus.
Yeah.
This,
I just typed in Yahoo News in four-minute read. Oh, I thought it said posted 4 minutes ago, but
that read is for people who know how to read.
It
just
says,
give you a heads up.
The title is "A Man Gave Himself Poop Transplant Using Mom's Feces to Treat His Dot Dot Dot."
I've seen that's actually
I saw that
thing.
On Grey's Anatomy.
That was on South Park. You've never seen that episode of South Park where all the moms are trying to get the poop from the other?
Oh, that's a newer one.
It is a little bit newer, yeah.
I don't like the newer ones.
It's like 7 seasons.
Here's
ago.
Another article. The days of shingles are over. See why metal roofing is. Dot, dot, dot.
Terry Bradshaw is saved.
What does shingles do?
Oh,
the shingles on your roof.
Oh, I was talking like the.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought, the
skin disease.
You're thinking, right.
Yeah.
What's Crohn's disease?
Is it irritable bowel? Central?
I don't think so. I have no idea.
Crohn's
I
is like a stomach issue.
Dylan's onto something. Yeah.
It's a stomach issue.
All right. Well, I'll look it up.
What does chicken pox do to a grown adult?
That gives you shingles.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
I just know because our old used car manager, real street guy, Timmy J. I'm not going to release his real name.
Give me his name right now or I scream.
Tim Jenkins.
Tim Jenkins. Thank you. So,
but he used to always be like, oh, yeah, I can't eat. That, maybe it has something to do with gluten because you'd be like,
it's I can't even say that. Abdominal cramping and pain.
Yeah.
Oh,
inflammation and scarring of the intestine. That sounds bad.
I get that every day around 3 o'clock. Ew. Anyway, go ahead, Dylan. What were you saying?
Oh, just that he would say he can't eat certain things because it made his Crohn's act up.
Tim Jenkins said that?
Timothy.
Ah, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, he sounds like a good guy.
He was.
I saw our boy AJ Neatling, shout out. I saw him at the gym almost getting his ass beat by the buff girl because he didn't wipe down he didn't wipe something down.
Again? Also, that's like strike, I don't know, 15.
All right.
0-2 on his last week 2-leg parlay. He was 0-2.
0-2.
Too bad. I wonder if we had any loyal guests who faded that parlay.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Hey.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you fade that?
No.
Oh.
I don't do that.
What?
Whoa, that was crazy.
What
hit me with that again.
I thought I was going air horn. Let's try monster. Does that sound like that's
no,
monster.
It doesn't do anything.
Monster. Hi, this is that doesn't do anything either.
That's like a
megaphone.
Do it again.
Arrah.
Come out.
What? I'll try it.
Arrah, you rock, babe. One chopper, 200 shots.
Babe.
That's pretty good.
We can just keep changing Dylan's voice. This was what I was trying to do.
Yeah, because AJ sucks. Do we feel good about our children in his hands for 9th grade coaching position this year?
Do
What if he wins the state title?
As a ninth, as the freshman.
That would and be welcome to, and welcome to the Michigan State Championship ninth grade basketball. The Chesaning Indians versus the Central Montcalm Cavaliers. I don't know what they are.
I was about to say, we just played them. You didn't even get the mask.
The Lancers?
The Lancers.
Hornets. Aren't they the Hornets?
Oh, I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
You guys were literally in the fucking
booth. Yeah, we were working. We were working.
On the game.
I'm annoyed about high school football right now.
Reed
we should
City
still be in
beat
this.
The fuck out of Bullet Creek.
Is it?
Ovidals is still in, right?
I heard Corona's going to States. Like it's.
When I was at the Michigan game, the two best players were having a visit.
Them take a picture, and I saw that got posted.
There's a chance.
I thought they were going to SVSU.
The Bauer twins.
Oh. Is that their name? So does
SVSU. So does Ryan Brady.
Head coach of the Cardinal football team.
Is he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know he was on the coaching staff.
Michigan needs ditch diggers too, so we got to get them in.
Cardinal Deli still slaps, dude. Cardinal Deli over there by Saginaw Valley.
That's no red bricks.
What was the place where you used to get a good soup and sandwich?
Cardinal Deli.
That's closed then.
Oh, yeah. Is it really right by SPSU?
Yes,
dude. I just drove by
there and I'm like, oh, that's that place Tom used to like.
Intermission Deli is good too.
Oh, we had someone from Saginaw bring those to our work to feed the fucking. Those are really good.
Feed the homeless. Was that the sandwiches where when they run out of bread
they're done? Yeah,
I love places like that.
It's good.
Oh, wait, they're out of fresh bread, there's no more sandwiches?
They bake X amount of loaves every day. By 1 o'clock, it's out.
That's fucking
The place
sweet.
Could suck, but if they do that, I would
go. Oh, yeah, that's what that gets
it's supply
people.
And demand, dude. That's all it does. Right, Zach?
Mm-hmm.
Dynamite drop in.
Broadcasting school's really helped out.
All right, what do you got to bring to this program? Come on, don't just sit there. Say something.
Start being negative.
Yeah.
We know you got
Start
it.
Stirring
this is why you guys brought me on.
Yeah,
that's why we begged you.
I would like
you guys
to.
Have been fairly good lately.
See, I don't like that.
You have you have to talk into the mic. If you don't talk into the mic, I'm going to shove it up your ass. I'm going to be murdering you with it.
It was murder in there.
Okay.
Sorry.
You did lie last week again. Mm-hmm. Lisa Greenfelder didn't say any of that stuff to me.
Yes, she did.
She has told me herself she said it.
She also posted on Facebook.
She
if you're not listening,
if you were
to
such a town drunk, you would have remembered.
Okay.
Oh, you're good. You're pretty good with your liquor.
Yeah.
That's what we Zach came that is what we gotta bring. Talk about.
Do you guys know the best drink in the world that me and Ed discovered this weekend?
What is it?
I just want to say I haven't discovered it this weekend.
I've been serving
them at every wedding forever. But I think it actually came up like a Zach's girlfriend.
Do you remember when I wasn't I like went out on a Saturday this summer.
What?
With you. I was with you. And I was like, I'm not drinking. I got to drive home.
Yeah, I was there.
Can I just have a Sprite? And you're like, well, why don't you go to Shirley Temple?
Yeah.
And then you said, I'll have that. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good.
They are great. Do you know if you put vodka in that?
Yeah, it's a dirty Shirley.
They're good, yeah.
That was like how it came up. Where
me and Ed crushed.
What if there was like an
alcoholic
especially homosexual?
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
Don't you... dare.
Next time you talk, Dylan, that's what you're
has
getting.
Been raunchy. Trying to pick it up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm trying
me
to.
Me and
anyway.
I crushed 20 of those.
Yeah, they're good.
You can't taste any alcohol. They taste, you know, fine. Right. Zach said cough syrup, but I think they're way better than cough. I don't know what cough syrup you've been having, but I hate cough syrup.
I need to get some of that.
Right. I know. But
slamming Robitussin
destroys your stomach.
Yeah,
and I have never, ever, ever been the guy to eat or drink something and been like, oh, dude, that messed with my stomach. Never. So when I had this dying pain from in a second like that, I was like, I am never drinking.
Do you think it's the grenadine?
I mean,
probably?
I have no idea.
How much fun did we have, though?
Oh, it was great.
I mean, it's the sugar of a Sprite mixed with the pure sugar of the grenadine.
Cherry, when you have more than
candied cherries.
Yeah. Yes, when you have more than 10 of them in a span of 30 minutes, it's not going to be.
Well, that would have been impressive.
I don't know. They go down
hour
fast. 10. Hour.
That's pretty cool, guys.
I'll do it one more time.
He's gonna do one more.
If you haven't, have with
yeah,
that.
I was about to say having that many.
Let's do it.
Changes the sexuality of the whole thing.
Yeah. Once you go to like 10.
Yeah. Once you
man.
Get to like 10. Yeah. Yeah. Get some hair on. Your
what about
chest.
Vodka Red Bulls? Are we still doing those? Yeah. Or
I do them when I need a little caffeine. I get caffeine headaches.
Do you take
it?
Do you slam it then, or do you drink it?
Slam it,
dude. We're doing Mind Erasers. We're doing Jaeger Bombs.
What's a Mind Eraser?
What is it?
Red eyes.
Let's suck some red eyes down tonight.
No, see, this is what you got to learn. And Zach does the same thing. The red eyes for the next day.
But it's not for the night of. I'm not going to drink it the
next morning. Every time Zach has drank them, when I would make them, he would end up sleeping on my floor and then puking in the bathroom.
Okay? I wasn't puking in the bathroom.
Puked on the floor.
That one time.
The one time when, the only time I've ever had one, when you made me and Zach one, I did not throw up.
You did one?
Yeah, I did one with you.
It's tomato. It's half a, you get a pint glass, beer glass. It's half tomato juice, half of a Miller High Life, a shot of vodka, two aspirin, and then you crack an egg into it. So
we did it minus the two aspirin.
It cures every hangover because you're immediately drunk again.
Well, that's the problem. The last 20 times I fucking did it, I forgot the aspirins.
Yeah, right. We didn't have the aspirins in them. It's all right.
I wish there was some sort of cocktail that would cause Tommy to go pukey. Is there something like that?
Tommy has gone pukey before.
What was that from?
Tommy has gone real pukey. Are you talking about at my fraternity days?
No, the golf course drink.
Oh, the actual Tommy go pukey.
You talking about Smirnoff
Ice? I don't know that I puked.
Then no, it's just the name.
I got, oh my God. It's
did
a
you
fucking
get iced, bitch?
I had one of them too.
No, it was yeah, it was an MGD.
Another gin and draft. I've never had one.
And you drink a little bit up top, and then you pour 2 ounces of gin in it.
And
or
slam
two
it.
Shots of gin, and then slam it. It is not good.
It's not. I did one in your honor one time when you weren't there. It was
when
awful.
He thought you died. He
took you thought one I down. Died?
Yeah.
When was that?
2017.
Yup. When I was 18, yes.
The golf course. Dox yourself.
you just turned the golf course out and.
Eh.
All right, let's get predictions this weekend. Michigan, Maryland, at Maryland.
What's this?
Maryland covers every year.
What?
Every year before Ohio State.
What
Michigan
town
plays
is?
Like shit.
What town is Maryland playing?
I wish Brian Mahoney was here. No, it's not Annapolis. Fuck.
We've talked. Know. What town is Rutgers playing?
Piscataway, and Tom says, yes. "What do you think? Making a trip to Piscataway?" And I laughed and laughed and laughed. That's who's it. Laughing now? Not me.
Michigan does not cover. You're saying
yes.
What do you think?
College Bill? Park, Maryland.
A College Park. College
what's
Park.
What's the spread?
19.5. They yeah, it's last tough. Year against Illinois, we had to kick 5 field goals to win the game
yeah,
for Ohio
I
State.
I remember it.
Week before that, what happened the week? Or the year before that, I mean? It was
it Maryland?
It was at Maryland. Dominic Edwards had a hell of a game.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't know if they cover. Eddie's right. We do normally play like shit before
Ohio
State.
Ohio State usually does too.
Yeah.
Zach, Penn State this weekend.
Oh, I don't give out predictions.
Okay.
Why?
I've canceled myself. I'm gambling.
I'm about to get myself canceled.
That's fair. You're
okay,
right
but
to
Tom,
it.
I do
you're
have
right
an
to
announcement
it,
to make.
Oh, my God.
This is for the people.
Do I get the censor button ready?
ESPN Bet has taken over Barstool Sports.
Oh, this is good for
anyone who had a Barstool Sports app. Can log into the new app, which is ESPN Bet, same login.
Now, don't say anybody.
You're going to get, hold on, we'll get to that in a second. You get $4 $50 bets. So I have a lock for you for tomorrow night's game.
Let's hear it.
I used one of my $50 bets. Lamar Jackson, ever heard of him?
Heard of
45
him.
45 rushing yards.
Easy.
The over, 44 points. Joe Burrow, Mr. Cool.
Joe Cool.
Two touchdown passes.
He has not been Mr. Cool this year.
No.
And Joe Burrow's longest pass has to go for 36 yards. Okay. Now, how does that lose?
What is 50?
All you guys did was knock every single one of those legs.
What is $50
pay? A lot of it's on Joe Burrow. He sucks this year.
I love that they're all overs.
Why would that? I've never
I can't bet an under.
No, it's not fun.
No. But can you imagine betting under 36 yards a passing play that to be under 36 yards?
Every time there's a deep shot, you're like, no.
I know.
No.
What's the point of that? You got to go, yes, whenever he cocks it back.
I tried to log in.
You got to call somebody.
They told me that I have to talk to my bank. They suspended my account at Barstool.
I don't want to tell everyone my theory
payments?
On why, he, why he's banned.
No, let's hear
suspicious
the
suspicious activity, you know, with...
out of state better.
A very large
of
amount
better?
Of deposit or withdrawals and
deposits. Yeah.
From an out of state? Were you working with an
out
of state better?
So I
that's
got
another
hot,
story.
I got hot one day, right?
Uh-huh.
Betting. And I kept taking money out And then I'd be like, oh, I want to put a little more back in. Yeah. And then I would hit back. I'd take money. And I did
That's
this like,
story. That's
no
how it
shit.
Goes, though.
That day I paid $65 in transaction fees to send it immediately to my bank account for PayPal.
The instant.
I won like $900, yeah. right? But then all of a sudden they're like, oh, your bank disputed a charge, so we're suspending your account. I'm like, oh, you took the $100 out. Like, I don't have the money.
So what do you do? Who do you call? You got to call somebody, Tom. It's $200, and that's free money.
I know. I'll have to call my bank.
They're like, "Who we is? Have no recollection of this.
The State Bank.
State Bank down by Garper down there.
Yes, sir.
I could go in and have a word with them for you.
I'd say every corner of when there's a liquor store, look across that street, and there's the State Bank.
All right, let's get line predictions against the Bears.
What do we got for spread?
The Bears.
Last time,
I'm going to get 7.5.
Zach, what's your guess?
That's a good spread guess. I like that. I'll go 6.5 to be different. But I
love it.
What's your guess, Zach?
I'll
go 9.5, so actually. I want to go high.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I
what's
nine
your
and
guess?
A half.
Okay, I'm going to guess 8. So anyone want to look it up, what it is?
Are you on
You're looking
already?
At it right now.
Hold on, I'll pull it up.
It's 14.5, isn't
it's
it?
It's 8. I was right.
Wow. My 7.5 was pretty close.
It was. That was good.
They're in Chicago. That's worth 3 points right there.
No, it's not.
Home field is 3
points.
Home field
is 3 points.
It is. That's how they figure it.
Every yeah.
Every state.
Every
that's just
point.
How they.
Tom was just in Chicago,
dude. I could have got the inside.
Yeah.
The Lions are gonna beat the shit out of them. Fuck the Bears.
Oh, Justin Fields is back too. So watch out.
Oh yeah.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Are they talking about keeping in the backup?
Bajent.
Yeah, he's good.
Tyler.
Yeah.
You mean the arm wrestling prodigy?
I was just listening to a different podcast, and they were talking about truckers, and they were like, yeah, I'm just be like the over-the-top guy. And I was like, shit, we just talked about
we
that.
We just talked about that.
Fields
are you sure you weren't
sucks.
Listening to the Action Daddies podcast?
These idiots called the Action Daddies probably a bunch of virgins. I'll tell you that right now.
They're talking about arm wrestling and
arm wrestling and... Boys, I say we end this. We're 42 minutes in, and I'm getting bored of Zach. Before we end it, I'd like to...
It was fun being back.
I'd like to do this.
It was good to have you.
Hold on, hold on.
I liked it.
Hey, no, shut the right. fuck up for a second. I'm about to offer an olive branch.
Okay.
Zach, the boys and I talked. We would like to hire you. It does not pay any money. But if you'd like to be the newest producer of the Action Daddy podcast.
We did not say that. I'm not agreeing to that.
I was about to say wait.
Nope. All right. They spoke.
Sounds like they're not agreeing on the pay. So it sounds if you guys like pay me like $20 a week, I'm in.
Speaking
no,
of the
we don't have him.
$20 a week, I'm in.
No, he's perfect producer. Doesn't speak into the mic.
I get you started right now.
No, right, we got to say something every like couple weeks.
No, we're busy.
Hey. So no, he's out?
Yeah, he's out.
Love it. 3, 2, 1.
Action Daddy.
Zach doesn't get to say that.